Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. 100 years ago, on this very day, May 13th, Our Lady appeared for the first time to the three shepherd children, Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco, giving them a message of hope, of salvation, not intended for just them, but for the whole world. And you are all pretty familiar with the message of Our Lady of Fatima, but it really encapsulates, very neatly the whole message of the gospel, and that's why it's still timely and relevant as ever, because the gospel is always relevant, always necessary for us. So the message of Our Lady, summarizes and you could say synthesizes the message of the gospel, for us. In particular, Our Lady had asked, the children and all of us really to focus on those essentials, in the gospel, basically, the need for conversion, repentance, turning to our Lord, turning away from sin, and that was particularly important at the time when the world in 1917 was becoming more and more immersed in sin, but all the more so today, 100 years later. The world is, deeper and deeper, into sin, and therefore more in need of repentance, of conversion. So to turn to our Lord, this is the beginning of the gospel message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And to combine with that, of course, is the need to turn, to our Lord in prayer, the call to prayer. Especially the prayer of the rosary, perhaps the daily rosary. Our Lady had asked on each of her appearances, to the three shepherd children to pray the rosary each day for peace in the world, and for an end to the war. And this particular prayer has been given a special efficacy in obtaining graces from God through her intercession. So they need to continue to pray the rosary, pray it well, pray it with great love, and pray it with devotion. And also the need to live a life of sacrifice, of penance, especially for the conversion of poor sinners. And the three shepherd children were especially generous, in responding to this call. Our Lady had asked them if they were willing to offer themselves as a sacrifice, for the conversion of poor sinners. And Lucia responded, for all three of them, oh yes, we are not particularly understanding very well what she was saying, but as she mentions in her writings, she never regretted it, but really strove to live out that commitment, to live a life of sacrifice, of penance for the conversion of poor sinners. And of course, Francisco and Jacinta also lived out that commitment as well. Jacinta in particular, was especially heroic in that, and everything that she did, she tried to make a sacrifice to God, and was very creative in the ways in which she could offer up sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. She's a wonderful model, for us, especially of zeal for the salvation of souls, and we need generous souls like her today. Because as Our Lady told her, many souls, go to hell because there's no one who prays and sacrifices himself, for sinners. We would hope to be generous to that call, even if we can't be as generous as, Jacinta and Francisco and Lucia, but at least to do our part and offer up little sacrifices and penances, mortifications with great love. And our Lord will certainly use those, to obtain, the conversion of sinners. It's so important, that we reach out and help others, to be converted to our Lord. And also, Our Lady had asked for, the devotion, you know, to her Immaculate Heart. In fact, she said that God has, you know, desires that there be a devotion, you know, to her Immaculate Heart, you know, to be consecrated to her Immaculate Heart. And this is one of those aspects of the message of Our Lady Fatima that's perhaps overlooked and maybe not given enough due attention, the need to be consecrated to her, specifically to her Immaculate Heart, and to find in her Immaculate Heart, you know, graces upon graces, you know, for us, and a model for us to imitate, you know, to have a heart that is so so pure and wholly dedicated to God as her Immaculate Heart was and continues to be. You know, it's a great joy today that as we speak, Pope Francis is in Fatima, Portugal, and has by now, I would imagine, had already celebrated Holy Mass there at the Basilica in the plaza for a very large crowd. We can imagine, you know, perhaps 1 million or maybe 2 million or so there to be, you know, at that special location where Our Lady appeared, you know, and to be with the Holy Father this time in this great celebration of the 100 years anniversary of those apparitions. And by now, I suspect, you know, the Holy Father has already declared officially that the Blessed's, you know, Jacinta and Francisco are now officially recognized as saints, you know, in the Church. You know, and that would make Jacinta in particular, as far as I know, the youngest saint in the Church that was not martyred, although she lived something of a martyr's life, so much sacrifice, but that's quite significant. You know, she barely made it to 10 years of age and yet reached great holiness of life, and her brother as well, Francisco, a great saint now, who died just about 12 years old or so. And also, we can't forget Sister Lucia, who was also today beatified by Pope Francis. You know, she's catching up, as it were, to those honors which the Church has given to her cousins, Saints Jacinta and Francisco. And so she had, of course, died in the year 2005, lived a little bit longer, you know, as Our Lady had told her, she would a little bit longer here on earth to carry out, you know, their very special mission of communicating their the heavenly peace plan of Our Lady, you know, to the world, not just for individuals back then in 1917 and the years that followed, but beyond into our own times. So it's a message that we need to look at, never forget, and in fact try to dig deeper and deeper, especially during this centennial. You know, today, you know, perhaps we can renew our commitment to just living the message of Our Lady of Fatima more generously, learning more about the message, and to do that, especially during these months ahead, as we, you know, recall the various occasions she appeared on the 13th of each month, leading up to October 13th, you know, her final apparition that year, you know, where there was the miracle of the sun witnessed by, you know, nearly 70,000 individuals or so. And so we pray that, you know, we just respond generously to Our Lady's call, you know, to prayer, you know, to conversion, penance, you know, praying the rosary, and of living a life of consecration to her Immaculate Heart. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Oh, music.